Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in America, we have values. And these values are what make America great. One is we don't tolerate discrimination. We don't tolerate racism, bigotry. And we fight to put an end to that because all, according to our Constitution, all men are created equal. All of us, including women, intersex, all of us created equal. Also, what makes America great is we have religious liberty. If you're Jewish, Muslim, Catholic, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, doesn't matter, agnostic, atheist, you're protected. If you don't want to say the Lord's name, you don't have to. If you want to pray in school, you can. We have religious liberty. Nobody should be forced to do anything against their religion. Can't force a Jew to eat a ham sandwich. You can't force a person to worship the same way you do. We have religious liberty. That's what makes America great. No discrimination is tolerated, and religious freedom. What happens, though, when those two lock heads? You would think it wouldn't, but it has. And the Supreme Court is looking at a case right now of a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples. Lori Smith operates 303 Creative in Colorado. And from what I understand, I don't have the full story, but I think she was asked to make a website. This is a case that was, I think, discussed a few years back. And she turned them down because it's against her religion to create something that represents a gay partnership according to her religion. We respect everyone's religion, but we also now have the case of, well, is that discriminatory? Is she not performing a service for one individual based on their creed? This starts to get a little, then, sticky. She argues that if this ruling goes against her, then painters, photographers, writers, musicians may have to do work that is against their faith. Her opponents say if she wins, then a range of businesses will discriminate and not serve black customers, or Jewish people, or Muslim people, or interracial or interfaith couples, or immigrants. So, it's again, controversial, it's sticky. In a 2-1 ruling last year, the Denver-based 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied Smith's attempt to overturn a lower court ruling throwing out her case. Now, this case is pretty landmark, because it's a, one is we are moving towards the Respect for Marriage Act to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. But when it comes to forcing somebody to do something that could be against their religion, now we're really treading on some uncharted waters, let alone saying, I can't do this because you're gay. Now, I read the Bible, and I have gay family members, I have transgender family members in our extended family. I want them to be able to get married. I want them to be able to walk anywhere in this country and not feel discriminated against. But I also don't want to force somebody who doesn't believe in that or feels that they could be sinning if they accept that, force them to do it. So if, let's say, my family member, my extended family member wanted to get married and that bakery did not want to make their cake, I'd be like, all right, well, they don't want to do it. Let's go somewhere that does. They get the business. But I could see how that could, you know, that I see how I it's one of those things where I have no idea where we move on this, because you can't force, you know, if somebody said, Dahlia, I need you to perform, you know, my abortion. I can't do that. One is I'm not skilled in it, but two, if I don't feel comfortable with it, you can't force me to do it. I'm going to recommend somebody else do that. You know, it's difficult. You know, we're really in a difficult position because, you know, we might, you know, feel a fetus is alive, but we don't want to deny somebody their rights to be able to, you know, have their reproductive freedoms. We're really caught between rocks and hard places now when it comes to, you know, our beliefs, our ethics, our moral compass, our religion, yet not being discriminatory. And I'm not sure where we go from here. And I'm telling you right now, you know, I've had, how many times have I, you know, asked for something and I was declined? Like, oh, we don't do that, or we're closing, it's too late, sorry. Did they do it because I was a woman? Did they do it because they didn't like how I looked? Did they do that, you know, or were they really closed? You know, I mean, this is something that I don't think our country ever accosted or met, you know, or faced, because it just was something that, you know, I wish I could word this better, because I really am at a loss for words. We can't discriminate, but we can't force people to do something they're not comfortable with. And so it'll be interesting to see what, you know, how this works. I, you know, personally, you know, like with the bakery, that bakery where they're like, look, I don't want to, you know, do the cake. Then you could very easily, you know, say, okay, you know what? Fine, guys, this is not going to be a gay-friendly place. You don't have to, you know, picket them or riot them or boycott them, but just, all right, guys, this is not where we go. We're not bringing our business here. But instead it goes to the courts. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon, or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know if you've been noticing this, but when I go into restaurants, salons, a lot of businesses, they always have a sign saying, cash is appreciated. Cash is appreciated. So I'm thinking to myself, cash isn't traceable. They're probably, you know, not wanting to have to report all their, you know, transactions. And so cash might help that out. What really, though, might be happening is these credit card fees stink. As a physician, what we spent on credit card fees almost made some of the copays just not worth collecting. It was ridiculous what we were spending on credit card fees. And so we did end up losing less money not having to, you know, pay 3% or whatever to the credit card company, not to mention you have the credit card service and all that. Also, you would have people say, oh, you know what, I never saw the doctor, can I have my money back? And we're like, what are you talking about? You did see the doctor. And you can't show proof because of HIPAA. So we would tell the company, look, we gave them a receipt. We have the receipt. They said they never saw you. I'm like, what are you talking about? We have, and I can't say we have labs or we have the pap smear. I can't say that. And so credit cards were kind of a pain in the butt. So I get how business owners do prefer, you know what, cash makes it a lot simple. But the government wants to kind of crack down on the lack of taxes being paid. And remember there was a statistic of less than half of Americans pay the proper amount of taxes, which is a little frightening because I pay a crap load of taxes. And that's not cool to think that a lot of people aren't paying, you know, what they owe. Or, you know, I don't, my tax rate is going up and all the spending is going up because they need more money and I'm actually paying my taxes. So I am a little frustrated with that when a bunch of people don't pay their taxes. Well, now what the government wants to do is they want to make sure, which is no shock to me, but they want tax forms on our Venmo and PayPal transactions. They said the American Rescue Plan requires taxpayers to add to their 1099 gross payments for goods and services that exceed $600. Now, this is something that has, I think, been a rule for a while. If you make over $600 cash on something, tips, somebody, let's say, pays you for something, that's income, and it has to be reported if it's over $600. So I've always expected Venmo or PayPal to be something that you would have to report on, but a lot of people weren't expecting that. So the IRS posted an explainer Tuesday reminding taxpayers that reporting threshold for 1099-K forms would be lowered from $20,000 to $600. I'm shocked that it's, I thought any sort of income over $600, if anybody gives you a check for over $600, that has to be reported. So I'm a little confused about the $20,000, but that might be just another one of these. Our tax code is so flippin' confusing. So this, to me, I'm not that shocked, but boy, is this getting people's panties all up in a bunch. They say the number of transactions that trigger receiving a form will also be lowered from 200 to 1. So it could just be one single transaction. So they say the change applies to payments on third-party processors like Venmo or PayPal, Zelle, I think, also, and it's for transactions such as part-time work, side jobs, and selling goods. So, like, if you're a babysitter, if you made over $600 babysitting and got cash, you're supposed to report that. A lot of people don't. If you mowed people's lawns, if you did a paper route but wasn't necessarily officially paid by the newspaper, or if you, you know, did some side work, some website work, you know, a lot of people rely on their cash, and if they have to pay taxes on it, their prices go up. And listen, you know, I think there's a lot of people that know how to get around the, you know, whole tax code, and I think there are a lot of people that figure out how to not pay, you know, the full amount of taxes. And I understand that, you know, that when you do pay so much in taxes, I don't like it when somebody pays absolutely no taxes. But I do get when you pay a lot of taxes, if you necessarily donate to charity, that should help you. There should be an incentive. If you hire extra employees, this is what I wanted the whole Obamacare cluster and a half to be converted to. Rather than penalize employers, incentivize them. Everybody that pays for health care will get a $1,000 credit per employee at the end of the year. For every full-time employee you hire, you'll get an extra $500 tax credit. That's what I think should have been done with the Affordable Health Care Act. But so, you know, when people feel like they're already overpaying and they're the only ones that are paying, if there's a way where they can get a tax break, they're going to want to do it. And, you know, I waited tables. And, you know, I remember, I think it was one restaurant where they said, what we're going to do is we're going to give you your tips in your paycheck. And everybody freaked out because they were like, but no, I'd rather have the cash right away. And I get that. But if it's reported on the paycheck, now it's taxed. So, the U.S. government is trying to figure out how to get tax dollars that are due. Now, I don't think they would be this desperate if they didn't hire 84,000 new IRS agents. I mean, that's going to cost a lot of money. I also didn't think they'd be panicking that much if they didn't wipe out student loan debt, because that money is funding the government. Have the colleges paid off the student debt? So this new policy is aimed at closing the tax gap by bridging in $8.4 billion from 2013 to 2021, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation. It was put forth as a way to help pay for the $3.5 trillion American Rescue Plan, a social and climate spending program. So tax experts say the new requirement will trigger a flood of new 1099-K forms going out to Americans who aren't familiar with them, and IRS agents will be overwhelmed with the new paperwork they have to look over. There's going to be now processing delays. So, I always thought Venmo and PayPal, those were things that the government could access. I always thought there were 1099 forms. You know, when you do stocks, there's forms that have to go to your, go to the IRS. When you buy bonds and, or you cash in a bond, they give a 1099 form. If you're ignoring them, that's a problem, obviously. But this is not necessarily anything new. It's just, I think it's going to shock a lot of people because they weren't expecting it. And, a lot of the young people, especially the Gen Zs and the millennials, they live off of Venmo. And what's really fascinating, too, is the average person now is not carrying cash. I don't carry cash. I don't really want to have cash. I mean, I do like to tip, so I might have some tip money. But for the most part, I just put everything on a credit card. One is I get the miles. I always pay it off at the end of each month, so I don't necessarily pay more than I'm spending. But I don't want to get mugged. If anybody mugs me, all they're going to get is credit cards, which I could cancel. They're not going to get cash. And maybe some old lipstick and my COVID mask. So, the concept of carrying cash is becoming one that is starting to become moot. But then on the flip side, as this world goes cashless, it's going to be harder for people to keep their cash and, not pay taxes on it. And I'm not telling people to not pay taxes. I want people to pay what's due. But they, those that prefer cash tips, they prefer, it's something that's going to be it's going to move towards more transparency in terms of the money you're getting. So we'll see what happens. I know that, there's a lot of things that people do, and since now people don't carry cash, if they go through Venmo, if they go through PayPal, you're going to have to report it. That's just the way it is. They say Republicans are going to fight that. Democrats, I guess, are leading House legislation to raise the 1099 reporting threshold to 5,000. But I thought that any 1099 over 600 or even 500 for years ago had to be reported. So I'm a little confused with that. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I really like the idea of a flat tax. Like what Herman Cain said, the 999, everybody pays 9%. Obviously, if you're, in poverty, you would be exempt. But 9% of 1,000 is a lot less than 9% of 100,000 versus a million. So people pay more taxes based on what they make. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Teenagers' brains are aging faster due to pandemic-related stress. A study published in Biological Psychiatry Global Open Science shows teens experienced higher levels of depression, anxiety, and fearfulness than before the COVID pandemic. Researchers found signs of premature aging in MRI scans. After years of criticism, Apple is making plans to move its major factory production out of China.
Apple is making plans to move some of its production outside of China. It is looking at assembling its products in India and Vietnam. Apple suppliers have been told to plan more activity for production in other parts of Asia. There have been violent protests at the Foxconn factory in China where iPhones and other Apple products are made. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember in Indonesia, there was a major volcano last year? Well, I think to the day, we have another eruption from Indonesia's Mount Semeru. We're being told from CBS News that rescuers evacuated more people today from nearby villages after the eruption of Indonesia's Mount Semeru. Officials warning of danger from cooling lava despite less activity from the volcano. 2,400 villagers have now fled their home and taken shelter in 11 evacuation centers after the highest mountain on the country's mainland island of Java erupted yesterday. The government's alert status indicating danger from the volcano was raised to its highest level Sunday. It had previously been at its second highest level since the last major eruption, which was also December 4th, but 2021. Last year, 51 people died, and more than 5,000 homes were damaged. It forced nearly 10,000 people to seek refuge. According to Abdul Muhari, a spokesperson for Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency, they said so far the total number of evacuees is 2,489. The military, police, local disaster, and village officials keep evacuating people in Kura Kobokan, where the hot ash cloud and cold lava may travel. So officials have announced a state of emergency for the next 2 weeks. Authorities have been distributing free masks to protect against ash in the air and setting up public kitchens for evacuees. So a lot of their homes have already been ash-covered. They were able to sneak in today to get their belongings, grab what they could before leaving and going back to shelters. And some tried to get their livestock, their appliances. It just horrible. Just, yeah. They said many of the victims from last year's eruptions were sand miners who were working high on the slopes of the volcano when it erupted. Semeru, known as Mahameru, has erupted many times over the last couple centuries. But just like many of the 128 active volcanoes that are monitored across Indonesia, its fertile slopes are home to tens of thousands of people who use that rich soil for agriculture. So, this is, they say Indonesia is on an archipelago nation home to 270 million people, and it sits on the Pacific Ring of Fire, where the meeting of continental plates causes substantial volcanic and seismic activity. So we'll keep you posted on that. I don't know if Hawaii is within that. You guys might know more than I. But the Mauna Loa lava is flowing. And in fact, they say it is creeping closer to a major highway that connects Kona, Hilo, and major cities of the Big Island. The world's largest active volcano is still spewing molten rock in Hawaii. It's gorgeous. It's exquisite to watch. But we're still wondering where this is going. The lava flow is now inching closer to a major highway that serves as the shortest route between east and west sides of the Big Island. Over the past day, the lava's advance from Mauna Loa slowed to a rate of 40 feet an hour. But the flow is still remaining active since the volcano erupted a few days ago. They say the flow front is now 2.4 miles from the Daniel K. Anuye Highway. That was as of Saturday. They say the highway is open. The island's getting kind of busy because you have a lot of sightseers that want to see it, get pictures, take selfies. But if the lava crosses the highway, it can add hours to residents' commutes, forcing alternate routes and create a tremendous inconvenience. That's according to Hawaii Governor David Ige. That is the main connection between East and West Hawaii. Very, very high volumes of traffic. If, in fact, the lava was to overrun the highway, then people would add half an hour to an hour and a half, depending on where they're getting to their commute time. I'm surprised it would only be that much. If you've ever been to Hawaii, Maui, Kona, even Honolulu, Oahu, Kauai, there's not a lot of highways. So when you're driving in Maui, there's like one major road. And when there's traffic along that road, you're stuck. Same thing with the is it the Wiki-Wiki? Or in Waikiki? The traffic is ridiculous. And so I don't know how many other bypasses or roads there are that you could take, but usually they have, like, you know, a major highway. They don't really have a lot of roads like we have in, you know, California or New York. So they say there are many variables at play, and both the direction and timing of flow advances are expected to change over periods of hours to days. Remember, last week they said so far so good. They thought the lava was not flowing near homes or communities. But if it does cover the roadway, that could be a mess. And a lot of trucks and a lot of people need to get from Hilo to Kona. According to Emmanuel Carrasco Escalante, a landscape worker, he said it's a hassle to drive all the way around the island. If a road closes, that would add almost 2 hours, more gas and more miles. So hopefully lava doesn't cross the road. That's what I'm thinking. It's not going to be a 30-minute. It's going to be a lot. You have to go around. So the lava's path is unpredictable. The transportation department will provide a six-hour notice of the road's closure. And the staff at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory said they could provide at least 24 to 48 hours advance warning if lava appears to be threatening the roadway. Because remember, they also have the smoke, they also have the wind direction, the ash, the glass fibers, the pele, things like that. So it doesn't have to necessarily get to the road, but if it's coming close, they're gonna shut it down. We'll keep you guys posted on that. The volcano began erupting last Sunday, so it's been over a week. This was the first time since 1984. The eruption was no surprise. It has been rumbling since September. They saw rapid inflation or filling of the summit in the last 2 weeks of September, and then a large swath of earthquakes. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. What's going on in North Carolina, this was a shocker. Vandals apparently shot up power stations. I don't think any particular people were shot, but this caused a major power outage across a North Carolina county. Tens of thousands of customers now don't have power, and it's freezing. They said evidence of sabotage was found at two key electrical substations following the massive blackout that started Saturday night. This prompted the Moore County Sheriff's Office to investigate the incident as a, quote, criminal occurrence. State of emergency was declared in Moore County on Sunday. Countywide 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew was imposed because it's dark. And they said, that much of the equipment is going to have to be replaced. It could be until Thursday when power is completely restored. 35,430 utility customers awoke for a second day without electricity. We tried to stock up our freezers, stock up our fridge, you know, based on inflation and whatever's going to happen this winter. I couldn't imagine losing power. They said schools throughout the county have been canceled immediately. A shelter was opened. And so I guess they said that this was targeted. It wasn't random. Now, no arrests have been announced. Authorities have declined to comment on a possible motive, but they are looking at how this could be linked to vandalism. And they also might link it to vandalism of a Downtown Divas drag show in Southern Pines that had sparked community protests. They said the drag show was scheduled for Saturday night and was disrupted due to the blackout. Now, again, they're looking at all possibilities, all theories, all possible motives. But they said if this was an intentional act and if somebody dies as a result of the blackout, the suspect or suspects could face murder charges. Now, this is definitely an eye-opener in terms of the vulnerability where somebody could commit vandalism. North Carolina Governor Ray Cooper, state senators and representatives are now looking at beefing up security around the county's infrastructure. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was briefed to the power outages. They're also coordinated with the FBI. But this is again, exposing the vulnerabilities we have with our power grids, with our, whether they could be hacked by foreign entities, whether they could be hurt domestically. We got problems. And especially if, you know, you need your car to get out of Dodge and it's electric powered. So 1-877, Doc Belly.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So during COVID, we had a intubation ventilator shortage. Not enough machines. Now we're having a crib shortage. As a result of a trio of respiratory viruses, flu, COVID, RSV, I think also we need to add pneumonia to the mix, pediatric hospital beds have been more full than usual. Last month, Children's Health leaders called for a formal emergency declaration from the U.S. government to support hospitals and communities amid an alarming surge of pediatric respiratory illnesses, including respiratory syncytial virus and influenza, along with continuing children's mental health emergency. Now, Michigan's largest health system, Corewell Health, has ordered an additional 50 cribs to accommodate the surge of pediatric upper respiratory infections. That's according to Tim Eisenmacher of Corewell William Beaumont University Hospital, Corewell Health East, Melanie Fisher. According to CNN, The hospital has brought out both specialized and non-specialized cribs from storage to meet the demands of pediatric patients. They also received a shipment of 10 cribs from the Stryker Corporation. Additional cribs have been ordered so that we are well positioned to handle additional pediatric patients. They say demand at hard manufacturing, which makes cribs, bassinets, and youth beds for hospitals, has shot up. They said it's been a crazy time over the past 4 to 6 weeks, and it doesn't appear to be calming down anytime soon. Since we make our products to order for each hospital customer, this spike in demand, especially after very limited demand during the 2 years of COVID, has been a challenge for us to maintain our typical turnaround times. They are working overtime to meet the demand as best as they can. Ventilators are also in demand. According to the American Hospital Association, they received their first non-COVID-related request to the Dynamic Ventilator Reserve since the program's launch in April 2020 due to a surge in RSV cases. So we're seeing a lot of shortages. We're seeing not only shortages in cribs, but shortages in medications. We're seeing shortages of Tamiflu, amoxicillin, Augmentin, albuterol, and these are what we use to treat childhood illnesses. There's also demand for over-the-counter children painkillers. That has also increased. We've even heard in some areas there's a Tylenol shortage. At Seattle Children's, Emily Benfield, manager of pharmacy clinical programs, encourages families to wait to buy over-the-counter liquid fever reducers if the child doesn't have a fever and to consider other ways to keep the child comfortable, such as ensuring they're well hydrated and avoiding overheating and clothing and blankets. That's why I told you guys this summer and this fall, if you think you're going to need some Tylenol, if you think you're going to need some cough syrup, buy it now so you have it ready for the flu season. So you don't have to, one, go out when you're sick and spread flu or COVID or pneumonia, and two, so you have it at the house. But a lot of times people run to the store sick to get their medication. And then if the medication isn't there because it's in short supply, I told you guys there was going to be a shortage. So, now they're saying, well, don't buy it if you don't need it. And I get that because there's not enough. We need it for the people who need it. But it's a mess. It's a cluster. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, again, I do think we have this obsession with trying to lower a fever that doesn't necessarily have to be lowered. High fevers need to be lowered. But these low-grade fevers, if you have a 99-degree temp or 100-degree temp, do you really need to lower it? Now, you have a headache. You know, your kid's not feeling good. They're not eating. They're not sleeping. Go ahead. Then, you know, we doctors don't have a problem with that. But if your kid is acting fine, but they have a 99 or 100-degree temp, that means their body's trying to fight something. So, we'll see what happens with this. But it's, you know, it's now December. So as we start, this is going into peak season. So the fact that we've had all this drama before peak season makes me a little nervous. We still have COVID. A lot of people are testing positive for COVID. The numbers, even though they're rising, we don't have accurate numbers because the average person is not going in and getting tested. The average person is testing at home, or they're saying, well, my first test was negative, so I guess I don't have it, but I'm going to act like it's COVID. We just don't have adequate numbers. And the average person I'm seeing that tests positive for COVID, their first COVID test at home was negative. Some of them had multiple COVID tests that were negative, and until they finally turned up positive. So I can't say how many times people called in and said, I took a COVID test, I'm negative, so give me an antibiotic. And I'm like, most people are testing negative at first. You know, your symptoms, you sound like COVID. So it's tricky because we don't want there to be any more shortages than we already have. Keep in mind, you know, if you generally end up in the ER every winter because of your diabetes or because of your asthma, now's the time to see your doctor. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. When we try to lose weight, we think of incentives. And I remember there was a study about a couple years ago saying they incentivized people with money to see if they could lose weight. And it worked. We have another study now, where if you put your money where your mouth is, it could double the rate of fat loss. They said paying obese people to lose weight doubles their rate of fat loss. Researchers tasked 668 morbidly obese adults in New York City and L.A. with losing 10 pounds in 6 months. They found the two-thirds they found if two-thirds of whom were offered financial rewards, up to $750 hit the target, but for those only offered devices to assist with weight loss, half as many lost the weight. So more people lost the weight if they were given money. Dr. Melanie Jay, a medic at NYU Langone, a doctor there, said her study provided firm evidence that cash incentives could help solve America's bulging waistline. Now, a lot of jobs already do this. If you lower your BMI, there's incentives. You know, we'll help pay more towards your health insurance, things like that. But I think people might really just need the cash in hand. Estimates show 4 in 10 American adults are obese. West Virginia, Arkansas, Kentucky seem to have the highest rates. They say in this study, published in JAMA Internal Medicine, scientists recruited 668 people between November 2017 and May of 2021. Participants weighed 218 pounds on average at the start of the study with a BMI of nearly 38. That put them in the morbidly obese range. They said they were all from low-income households earning less than $40,000 a year, with more than 8 in 10 being female and aged 18 to 70. They said the majority were from Hispanic backgrounds. They were split into three groups, with each tasked to lose about 5% of their body weight, or 10 pounds, within 6 months. All participants were enrolled in a weekly local weight management program meeting, given 1 year membership to the WW Freestyle Commercial Weight Loss Program. They were also handed a digital scale, food journal, and a Fitbit tracking device to help monitor their progress. All the free goodies should work. They said all participants were advised to attend at least 2 WW Freestyle classes a month, weigh themselves 3 times a week, maintain a food diary 5 days a week, accumulate 75 minutes of physical activity a week. For months 4 to 6, the activity target was raised to 150 minutes a week. Researchers verified this by looking at the Fitbit data. Now, one group was given no financial incentives for adhering to the program. The two other groups were offered financial incentives, allowing them to earn up to $750 over the study period. So they would get $150 in month one if they attended the sessions, $60 a month from months 2 to 6 for attending half of weekly sessions, $30 a month for filling out a food journal, $20 a month for 75 minutes of exercise, and it was cash. It was hard out cash. And the group that got the money seemed to obviously do better. So, you know, this is interesting. I don't urge our government to start doing this. Because once they stop paying, are people going to go back to their old ways? I don't know. So I would, I think employers, though, could do a lot where they could incentivize or add something to the Christmas bonus. There's things like that, although I really don't like employers getting involved with people's health insurance like the way it is already. But, you know, I do like the idea of incentives. I just don't know how long you could keep them up. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.